Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel and keep the comments going as I do this video. So make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate PayPal georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Angela Rayner, Deputy Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. She's a proven tax cheat. Remember where you heard it first. And obviously there was her council house, ex-council house that she bought, you know, as a sitting tenant under the right to buy scheme. She lied about that. Greater Manchester Police, let her off, you know, scot-free, despite her large-scale fraud on that one. So has she been caught lying again? And have even she has finally told the truth that she didn't pay the right amount of stamp duty. She saved of the order of £30,000 by her lies there. Now, this is a woman who went into an attack against the Conservatives for tax avoidance. Now, tax avoidance is lawful, tax evasion is unlawful. And I acknowledge that what Rishi Sunak and Nadeem Zahawi did was ethically suboptimal. Very wealthy guys, multi-millionaires. And they exercise their legal rights to minimize their tax liability. I know you're going to be a pervert to want to pay tax. And obviously, the problem is the law. We just got to change the law, right? I mean, I hate paying tax. I know that so much of it is wasted. And that's what kills me, that I know is wasted on people who don't turn up to the lessons that are paid for, or they get taxis to school that they don't need. It's on grace and favor apartments for people like her. It's on far way too many civil servants. It's on arts grants, forcing far left propaganda down our throats. It's paying for the police to harass right wingers, and so on. It's for imprisoning people who should be free, and some of it is used for good stuff, like saving people's lives. Okay, so Angela Rayner. She got on her hobby horse about conservatives exercising their legal rights. It behoves her to live by her own avowed standards, but so she's grossly hypocritical. And I know she's not as rich as them. I suppose there is a difference. The conservatives were not harping on we need to raise tax and, you know, if you're rich, you're evil kind of thing. So she modeled herself on John Prescott, the Deputy Prime Minister of under Tony Blair. And of course, she really is worthy of the late and unlamented John Prescott. And being thick, and being a liar, being uneducated, just using her office to abuse it for privileges and not serving the public, on enormously failing to deliver on her policies. She says she's going to build 1.5 million houses a year, sorry, by the end of this parliament, and concrete is at record low. Concrete production, cement production, which are obviously vital, are literally the building blocks of housing. So how is she going to do that? But obviously she can't add, she cannot formulate a rational argument, she can't think, you know, she lacks the cognitive faculties, she can't read at an adult level and so on, and you know, she just doesn't know her brief. Anyway, so now Starmer has found her a pain in the neck. Starmer's long wanted to get rid of her. He tried to get rid of her, but of course she's elected separately as deputy leader of the Labour Party, can't get rid of her as deputy leader, and that's the inane system they have. They're gonna have a leader and deputy leader who hate each other's guts and can't work together. Apparently the relationship's got a bit better, but I can hear her sharpening the knife, preparing it for Starmer's back. Starmer says he'll lead Labour to the next election. No, he won't. He's got the worst approval ratings ever. Are they almost as bad as Liz Truss? The worst for a Labour Prime Minister. So he's definitely going to go the next election, 2028, possibly 2029. Plus, he'll be beyond retirement age. Who's he going to hand over? That's another video. Obviously, Rayner wants that. So she's been leaking to the press her alternative tax plan, a nod to the left. She's appealing to the left of her own party and saying, well, come on, I'm working class and he's not. So, and plus, we need a woman to be prime minister and young, but not too young to be PM. They like her backstory. The fact that she never achieved anything appeals to leftists. Starmer, evil, evil bastard though he is, I have some unwilling respect for him as he accomplished so much as a barrister, being director of the Crown Prosecution Service and so on, long before he went into public life. Bridget Phillips and the defense, sorry, the education secretary saying, oh, Angela Rayner needs privacy on this. Well, go into private life. You're in public life. You've made tax issues, so let's talk about it. You want to talk about people's personal tax affairs? Okay. So, you know, people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Angie. So going on, it's all to do with having a grace and favor apartment, as it paid for by the taxpayer. So much for like maximizing the use of housing. Three houses for one people. I mean, how many bedrooms is that? And all right, she's got her two children in that one in her constituency, and her ex-husband there sometimes look after them. Then Brighton and the one in Hove is going to be largely empty, and then her and Admiralty Arch. So not very good in the environment. How many illegal immigrants could you house in that, Angela? So other things. So she's just about living high on the hog. So yeah, she finalized the divorce in 2023. She's in a relationship with this ex-Labour MP, Sam Tarry, who was big in Hate Not Hope. Oh, sorry, Hope Not Hate. These are the far left propaganda organization, which is there campaigning for open borders to flood the United Kingdom with millions of illegal immigrants to wreck the benefit system and so forth. But come back to her. Okay, so she's supposedly got this tax advice, published the advice. Which tax advisor said that this was the right thing to do? So yeah, it could wreck her career. And she has previous in this one, as I pointed out. So to do with stamp duty is all to do with where you have your main residence. Okay. So when you the documents to buy the new property pay for some stamp duty, and that's thousands, can be tens of thousands of pounds, is only payable above a certain level, and it depends if they're going to be a main residence or not. Okay. So which is her major domicile? For every purpose except stamp duty is the one in her constituency. Okay, so that's where children are. That's where bank accounts are based. Blah blah blah. Ruled ostensibly. Do you mean ostensibly by crying women? I don't quite follow. You're saying that, I mean, she's been weeping about this. She's shamed people into silence, and then she'll use every trick in the book. She'll hide behind a pedendum. You're being misogynistic. No, we're not. We're talking about your tax affairs. We're not talking about your gender. Oh, it's classism. Well, it's not. I mean, who mentioned the fact that she's working class? She's the only one who bangs on about being working class. Can he be working class if you've got a property portfolio of well over £1 million? Can he be deputy PM if you've got a salary of what is it, 150,000 pounds? And. Goodness. So she's been middle class, probably upper middle class, for at least, 10 years since she's been an MP. So she's completely overpromoted. So this is going to get very messy. So where is her major domicile? She says she should have paid £70,000 stamp duty. She only paid 40,000. She so Ashton-under-Lyne, her constituency, near Manchester, where her two children are there. There's a trust for them. So she claims she didn't have any whatever legal interest in that, or is it equitable interest? I don't even understand these things. But no, she did, because even the eldest one was a minor, so it has to be for her. Okay, so that she doesn't pay rent on her Admiralty house, or as an Admiralty arch place in Westminster, and she doesn't pay council tax. We had to pay it for her. But the whole thing about is Hove, and why Hove? They say she realizes that her constituents under threat from Reform UK, so she wants to do a chicken run to a safer Labour seat. I initially thought that she was just wanted weekending on the South Coast, but no, she wants to be selected as a Labour candidate for an ultra safe Labour seat there, because she's worried her own constituency will fall to Reform UK, and you can't be Prime Minister without a seat. That's how bad it is for Labour. So that's why she's linking herself to Hove, saying, oh, I was always really pro-gay. I go to these pride events. Obviously, there's Brighton and Hove, Brighton being the unofficial gay capital of the United Kingdom. So that she has lied to us about this. Okay. And then when did the Prime Minister know all this? We haven't been told about this. She won't publish the advice. So it's all very not looking good for her. So supposing it's an honest mistake, well, I mean, her duty is to get it right. Okay. Especially when she really went into attack against the Conservatives on this one, and some of her attacks, I think, were valid. Now, if it was a Conservative MP had done the same, obviously Labour would be savaging him or her. Okay, and then she exploits her son's disability, saying, "Oh, because he's got this disability, we set up a trust. All right, fine, but pay the correct amount of stamp duty." So it's a blatant breach of the ministerial code. So Laurie Magnus, he's this independent advisor, ministerial advice. He will say whether this was whatever, it was a breach of the ministerial code or not. But as an establishment Tony, he'll probably let her off. Even if it said she did wrong, she must resign. Someone's not legally obliged to follow it, but I reckon he would. Now, is he itching to get rid of her? I mean, he might be, but the thing is, that would actually weaken him. That would cause a really big splash, and she's got a lot of people on the Labour backbenchers who are on her side. Evil Starmer, he's too moderate, almost a Tory. He's a barrister. Oh, that's bad. He's an Oxonian. He must be posh. Oh, she's working class, therefore she's a victim. She's a woman, so it's all sexism. If she's caught breaking the rules, that's sexism. Never her behaviour is at fault. Okay, so stamp duty, land tax. So if you purchase property in Northern Ireland or England, you have to pay this. If it's a freehold property, if you buy a new or lease existing leasehold one, even if a shared ownership you still have to buy, taking out a mortgage or buying a share in a house, you have to buy in it, right? Now, this it varies according to if it's used to live in or not, if you own other properties as well, and how much the property is worth and stuff like that. So it's things have changed a lot. Will she be got rid of? You see, although people are saying that, you know, her it's unsustainable, she just can't stay there. I think she will. I think Stan will be very lucky to get rid of her. It caused big ructions there. She could be a very powerful woman from the back benches. However unethical she's been, a lot of Labour tribalists will take her side. So Labour doesn't need more heat. It's kind of Labour they're down to the down. They keep her there. It seems unethical. It seems hypocritical. It's grist to the mill for Reform UK as well as the Conservatives and so on. It's a reminder of Labour's arrogance, of their sleaze and so on. Sleaze discovered in living memory. Quite right, Neil. So bad news. Do you think she's going to be there, or do you think she's going to be got rid of? I mean, the report will be in like a fortnight. And also, it's awkward to be coming up to the Labour conference, you know, in late September. So the time would be pretty bad for them. It'll be a very awkward conference, quite apart from both of the things. Almost a welcome distraction, considering how badly she's failing to deliver affordable housing. She claimed a court order published prevented her from publishing these details. Really? Which court order? What did the court order say? Why would it possibly say that she couldn't have these details of her personal life and things like that? Goodness, how disgraceful and utterly despicable. All right, thank you so much, everybody. Make sure you donate on PayPal. Goodbye.